Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Obamacare contraception abortion mandate crumbles. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this is an amazing change of circumstances. The Obamacare, with the Obama administration, wanted to force employers, including Christian and religious-based employers, to fund, with no charge, contraception and, more particularly, abortion-inducing drugs and devices. And that has been litigated in the courts. It was still pending in the courts with regards to, say, Little Sisters of the Poor and other Christian, pro-family, religiously-based organizations. And now President Trump has ultimately reversed this because all of this was part of the rules and regulations. It wasn't in the statute. The statute says that you have to have coverage that includes certain essential elements. Then the Obama administrative state listed as to what those elements were, this contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and devices. So since it was an agency rule, the agencies under President Trump have reversed that. Great news for Christian and religiously based employees and employers.
Absolutely, because that mandate, as you said earlier, I mean, it threatened, you know, the missions of Christian schools, hospitals. We filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Little Sisters of the Poor, who said, you know, we cannot supply abortion-inducing drugs to employees. That's totally against our mission. So it was either, you know, causing them to possibly have to close down because they can't afford those kind of fines, or compromise. And so that's just wrong regarding religious liberty. So it's a fresh new day.
Yeah, and there's a third option, and that's an option that some of these institutions did. They weren't going to close down. They weren't going to pay the fines. They weren't going to compromise. So it put these organizations, these religious missions and ministries and businesses and educational institutions on a collision course with the United States government.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't require people to do something that's against their sincerely held religious beliefs, especially when it comes to the sanctity of human life. You know, can you imagine Liberty Counsel supplying employees with, you know, paying insurance for abortion-inducing drugs? It won't happen.
No, and in fact, you know, some of these particular organizations, like Little Sisters of the Poor, they continue to take this battle, and others, educational institutions, to the United States Supreme Court. That was never resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. What was ultimately addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision was the case involving closely held for-profit businesses, commercial for-profit businesses, saying that you couldn't force them to have this abortion-inducing drug and devices when it was against their Christian values. But the issue for nonprofits was never addressed. In fact, the Obama administration continued to argue against Christian nonprofits because they said, well, for nonprofits, unlike for-profits, there's an opt-out. You can just simply file an objection, and then you don't have to pay, but now your insurance company has to pay. Well, the problem with that is twofold. One, you're basically saying, I'm not going to pull the lever of the gas chamber, but I'm going to designate someone else that I'm paying a premium to do what I can't do. The other problem was, what do you do with entities that are self-insured, where they are both the employer and the insurance company at the same time? You can't be schizophrenic and designate yourself and try to opt out. So there was really no good opt out. And that still had not been resolved by the Supreme Court. But now the Trump administration issued an executive order early in the year about religious freedom, required the agencies to implement it. And so now the Department of Health and Human Services and the IRS both implemented these rules and have eliminated this abortion-inducing drug and contraception mandate from Obamacare.
You know, and it's a fresh new day. I mean, you've got a Catholic school like Ave Maria School of Law, you know, who had filed a suit. And, you know, you can't expect a Catholic university to be teaching students to stand for Christian values while they were violating their own same beliefs, you know, with this mandate. It was just absurd.
Yeah, and for the Catholic institutions like Ave Maria School of Law as an example, they had an objection both to the contraception and to the abortifacients, the abortion-inducing drugs and devices. Others had an objection to the abortion-inducing drugs and devices, and this was all part of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's like taking these Christian organizations that are pro-life and telling them, under the penalty of the law, if you don't participate in, fund, and create a mechanism to take the life of innocent human children, you can't continue your Christian mission. And that's essentially what was happening.
And you had Christian businesses like Hobby Lobby. I mean, they were involved as well. They were not going to compromise.
Well, it's great news.
It is.
And now the mandate has been gone. It's been lifted. Hmm. There have been new interim regulations that were effective October the 6th, and they become final in early December. But as of now, this is immediately effective. Mm,
thank you, President, for reversing those lovely parting gifts that our previous administration had put in place.
Well, you know, when Obama and his chief of staff, essentially, or his Huma Amadine and others around him, other counselors, they knew that they were getting into a collision with religion and Christian and Catholic organizations, and they chose to go down that route no matter what.
Right. You know, and it's just an example, Matt, that we as Christians must continue to pray, must continue to stand for our sincerely held religious beliefs, you know, no matter what. And you see how the tide is beginning to turn now. You see how religious liberty, bit by bit, is being restored as a result.
Well, it's good news. You know, there's a lot of things in the media that are certainly focused on tearing down the Trump administration, not only the president, but also the administration. Lots of rumors that circulate around. At the end of the day, when you look back at what President Donald Trump has done in 2017,
it's quite amazing what he's done, even in
the face of a U.S. Senate that doesn't seem to be able to accomplish a whole lot because it's so closely divided between Republicans and Democrats. There's more obstruction by the Democratic Party voting as a bloc to stop anything that President Trump wants to do than I've ever seen in history. And yet, when we look at what has happened, this religious liberty executive order, the religious liberty guidelines that have come out of the Department of Justice, the reversal of the transgender issue in both the K through 12 schools, also in the military, this issue of Obamacare, pro-life actions, not just talk and rhetoric, but moving back this anvil that was being used to hammer people of faith. It's just amazing what has happened in a short period of time.
Speaking of the media, I've gotten to where I believe very little of what they say, but I do know that we are called to pray for our president, for our administration, and to pray for these particular issues as Christians and as the church in America.
We are called to pray, and we said that even under the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible doesn't say pray for Republicans or Democrats.
Absolutely.
It just says pray for your leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what party they are a part of, and we are commanded to pray for our leaders. And so I encourage you to pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence and the other administration and the leaders of our nation, also on your local and state level as well, to pray for
judges,
those leaders and judges.
Mm-hmm.
But this is great news. We litigated, Liberty Council, on behalf of Liberty University and other individuals, filed the first private lawsuit against Obamacare, and I was the first to argue it at the Court of Appeals. Certainly, this case should have gone before the United States Supreme Court, and it should have been struck down from the very beginning. But unfortunately, as you know, Chief Justice John Roberts switched his vote and upheld Obamacare by a slim margin of 5-4. It was a travesty to the Constitution, frankly, that the federal government has the authority to force anyone to buy a product, in this case, a specific kind of insurance. But at the end of the day, Obamacare is crumbling, and this abortion-inducing drug and contraception mandate is now gone. That's the good news. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, and remember to financially support Liberty Counsel. You can make a contribution online at lc.org. You can learn more about us. You can sign up for our various communication vehicles, emails, newsletters, and other resources at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. lc.org.